Collectivism is the practice of giving the group priority over the individual. In a collectivist society, a ruling authority will set moral, social, and economic goals, then set standards for everyone so those goals can be achieved. The ideal outcome of the system is security, social justice, and equality for all. This philosophy preaches harmony, interdependence, in-group loyalty, and a strong we identity. It promotes adherence to societal norms and is commonly associated with the ideas of shared property and group ownership. It also brings with it great ideas like education, healthcare, military, and infrastructure. But it doesn't come without its drawbacks. While there is equality for all in the in-group, that doesn't always extend to outsiders, as collectivism can bring with it nationalism, racism, and bigotry. There is also the risk of a lack of motivation. Since the work is shared by everyone, it can be quite easy to slack off. This can undermine progress in some areas. Since people don't want to stand out and challenge commonly held group beliefs, the rate of scientific progress can be slower than in more individualistic societies. And then there's the big one, corruption. As the old saying goes, absolute power corrupts absolutely. Since leaders in collectivist cultures have so much power, it can be very easy for that power to go to their heads. As a result, the people who were expecting equality are now simply treated as slaves. This can become especially apparent under communist and fascist regimes.